Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, January 20th. I'm Mark Stewart for The Wall Street Journal. Under strict security, President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn into office today. President Trump will not be in attendance at today's inauguration. He will mark his departure at a ceremony at Joint Base Andrews. After being sworn in today, Biden will take a range of executive actions. He's expected to implement a national mask mandate on federal property, as well as an order that will allow the U.S. to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. We're also expected to see the permit for the Keystone XL oil pipeline to be revoked and a travel ban from several largely Muslim and African countries to be reversed. President Trump issued 143 pardons and commutations on his final day in office. Among those on the list is former chief strategist Steve Bannon and one-time fundraiser Elliot Broidy. Alibaba's Jack Ma made his first public appearance in nearly 3 months amid speculation about his whereabouts. In a video link, Ma gave a speech to a group of rural teachers in China. He has kept a low profile since Chinese regulators started clamping down on his business empire. On today's earnings calendar, Procter & Gamble, as well as Morgan Stanley. Checking global markets, the Nikkei ended the day in the red, while the Hang Seng and Shanghai closed with some gains, with U.S. futures in positive territory. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.